Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew chapter 19, verse 27 to 30. The Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 19, verse 27 to 30. Peter answered him, "We have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first." My theme for reflection is the cost and rewards of following Christ. The cost and rewards of following Christ. Imagine leaving everything that holds meaning in your life because someone promised you a better life on the other side. Now imagine discovering that the path to this promised land isn't as straightforward or immediately rewarding as you had hoped. The scenario mirrors the experience of Peter and the disciples in Matthew 19, verse 27 to 30. In this passage, Peter reminds Jesus that they have left everything to follow him. They have sacrificed their livelihoods, friends, and families. Peter's question, "What then will there be for us?" is both earnest and human. It reflects a natural desire for reassurance about the sacrifices made in faith. Jesus responds not with rebuke, but with a promise. He assures them that in the regeneration, when he sits on his glorious throne, they will also sit on 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. This promise of future honor and authority acknowledges their sacrifices and assures them of their worth in God's kingdom. My dear friends, this passage invites us to reflect on our own sacrifices and what we might be asked to give up to follow Jesus. While most of us may not leave behind our jobs or families, we are called to prioritize our relationship with Christ above all else. This might mean sacrificing time, resources, or even relationships that hinder our spiritual growth. Jesus promises that everyone who leaves houses, family, or fields for his sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. This assurance speaks to the eternal perspective we are encouraged to maintain. Earthly losses are temporary and pale in comparison to the eternal rewards and blessings God has prepared for us. In a world that often measures success by material wealth and social status, Jesus' teaching turns our expectations upside down. Many who seem first in this life will be last in the next, and those who seem last will be first. This reversal challenges us to reassess our values and priorities, encouraging us to seek God's kingdom and righteousness above all else. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what sacrifices have you made or are willing to make to follow Jesus more closely? Number two, how can you cultivate an eternal perspective in your daily life, focusing on God's promises rather than immediate rewards? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise of eternal life and the assurance that our sacrifices for your sake are not in vain. Help us to prioritize our relationship with you above all else, trusting in your promise that we will receive a hundredfold and inherit eternal life. Give us the strength to make necessary sacrifices and the faith to maintain an eternal perspective. May we always seek your kingdom and righteousness first, knowing that everything else will fall into place according to your perfect will. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.